Okay, today is October 28, 1981. Tape conversation with Mr. Alan Kramer of Athabasca and Bob Tanis. The taping is taking place at the Athabasca Archives. Okay, Mr. Kramer, you said you came in from British Columbia, what, 1907?
Well, I was out there a couple of years and I was. Got that piece of her for you, he's bumming a piece of her.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I got the Edna, I met a freighter going into White Course. He said, I'll take you to White Course, you can build a raft, get down to Mirror Landing at Smith.
Yeah.
I get down and met the fellas coming out of Peace River. He's building a bridge across here, a railway. I decided which the railways in. He says, you haven't got a big roll in your pocket, you better keep out. At that time, flour cost $1.50 here, $3 to get up there. You cross the ferry, go up the other side of the lake, and east side of the lake.
Yeah, that Peace River Trail was a pretty rough trail, wasn't it, for wagons and so on. I've seen some pictures of that Peace River Trail. Boy, it was a killer. So you came to Mirror Landing, and then from Mirror Landing, did you come down to Athabasca?
Well, lucky I caught Lake Percy Cross here. He's come down to Athabasca rowboat.
Mm-hmm.
I come with him to Mirror Landing. Met some boys coming out of there. He says, there's good land up there, some easy clearings. You ain't got a good hole in your pocket. So I decided to wait till the railway's in.
Okay. Once you came to Athabasca, when you came to Athabasca, how big of a town was it? What was here in the town?
Fair town, that size 12.
That was 1912?
Yeah.
That was just before the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Were you here when the fire started?
Who?
Were you here when the fire started? The big fire in Athabasca?
I was working here at some hotel, weren't I?
Okay. But as of 1913, most of the town burnt, remember?
No.
You weren't here?
Before I come here.
Oh, I see. Okay. Once you came to Athabasca, which place did you go to? Did you settle in the quarter section? Did you homestead?
Well, I found a homestead 14.
Where is that?
It's like the Beef River's mouth.
Oh, okay. There's the Athabasca. And there's the Lac La Biche coming in like that.
Well, it's quite a valley on the other side. It burnt in 1912.
That's
big,
right.
Big trees there.
Your homestead was somewhere here?
Hmm?
Where was your homestead? Here?
North side. It's Mitch Bender's.
Okay. There's the river going this way. Were you on the east side of the river?
I was in the north side.
Oh, you're here.
The beach was in the east.
Yeah, okay, this is the east side. There's the west side, and it's going north. Where was your homestead? Where was your homestead? Was it here, or was it here?
Right in the corner.
Right here.
About two fractions, one next to the Beef River and one next to Athabasca.
Oh, somewhere here. So you were just a little bit north of the Lac La Biche River then? How did you get into that piece?
Well, I took a liking to that country. Nice flat there, big trees, brown fire, the trees all fell down.
But how did you get to your land? Did you go by the river most of the time?
Yeah.
I see.
Uh-huh. Summertime, a hike.
Yeah, because that's a long hike in there. Yeah, I've been down this river up to the rapids, up to the Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real pretty spot.
Well, I met four trappers in upriver trapping. Their boat wasn't big enough. I decided I'd go and trap one winter. Mm-hmm. Bought a rifle and trapped Frank Falter. Their boat wasn't big enough. I said, I'll buy the lumber, J.P. Evans' lumber yard.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pat Kidd was working for him.
Yeah.
I bought the lumber. I bought a pint of whiskey. I caught a cold. Thinks I'll cross the ferry and drink his whiskey. I see my damn pocket. Mounted on there. Walks up the hills. How long have you been in town? Get a day for whiskey. Don't you know 500 fine a year in a pen to take the liquor across the river? News to me. Well, killer idea. I pulled a cork. He's right part. You know, I was ignorant.
Yeah. This town, this place used to be really famous for its smuggling. This place used to be really famous for its whiskey smuggling, wasn't it? A lot of guys are trying to smuggle whiskey across the river in those days. Yeah. Okay. So you homesteaded over here. Did you prove up in your homestead?
Well, I took a second homestead in Wandering River. First guy filed in Wandering River.
You were the first man to file in Wandering River?
Well, James Jones, you filed 18 years there. He had to get all put in 3 months on his place to get the title. Petite Lake. So I took a job for 3 months and well, I got to see the Wandering River country.
Mm-hmm. That's nice country too. That's nice country. But this homestead by the Lac La Biche River.
Yeah.
Did you get the title to it? Did you get the title to it?
Yeah, I had a hard time.
You had a hard time, huh?
Well, I applied for the title. Miss Renner's land, she confers the devil. She has to live within 9 miles of it. I want to get 2 fire ranges, one side of her, one the other. Then I've been living there for years. One is in California, the other is dead. You get an old shredding, it's going to take a place away from it and top it through up. I told my whole damn tale. They said, anybody sign up? I got 2 fellas sign up, never seen the place. You know, I've been living there all the time.
Yeah, I guess that happened quite a bit in here. A lot of people bought land on speculation. They bought land around here because they thought Athabasca was going to become a great big city. So they bought land a sight unseen.
Yeah.
A lot of them bought land that was pure muskeg, and part of it was the Tuatna Creek and so on. Yeah, that's a lot of funny stories about that.
Yeah, I'm hungry 30s, I'd buy a quarter in Wonder River for $500 to $1,000. And it started out.
But $1,000 in those days was a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of trapping?
Yeah, next year, 13, 14, five of us stopped beside Grand Rapids, cut across a mile of Loon Creek, built a mile up Loon Creek. I was in right Grand Rapids. We decided we could spread out there, go across the river both sides.
Yeah.
But we didn't make much out of your rabbits, so old man is sick.
There's the island on the river.
The river's going just in right here.
Right on the east side?
No, on the west side.
Yeah, I'm sorry, this is the west side. This is the east side, you're right. This is the north side. It's going. You say your cabin was a mile up this creek?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me, do the Grand Rapids freeze over in wintertime?
Yeah.
Do the Grand Rapids ever freeze up in wintertime?
No.
These rapids?
Oh, it's open. Right?
It's always open.
Mm.
Is there a hoarfrost over it?
Yeah.
Is there sort of steam over the water out in the wintertime?
Well, you run up the scow through the channel this side.
Okay, wait a minute.
They run them down there, land them, then they row, put the sword on, so put it down, then pull the scow over there, load up it.
Now, it's a good thing you're here. I was never sure which way they took to pass the scow through the rapids. You say they passed them to the main channel, to the west channel.
Yeah.
So the cows would come, they'd stop here, unload their freight, and they'd go like this, eh?
Mm-hmm.
They never used the east channel.
Mm-hmm.
They never used this east channel, did they?
No.
It was too shallow, wasn't it?
Okay, shallow but swift and choppy.
Uh-huh. The last time I was here, the east channel was very, very, very shallow. There's a lot of big rocks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the west channel had lots of water,
mm-hmm.
So I always wondered which channel they used. When you guys were here,
yeah, they took a steamer through there.
Yeah, they took two steamers. That was old.
No Storm Wheeler.
Yeah, that was old Cornwall Jim.
Yeah.
Cornwall Jim took that.
Yeah.
Jim Cornwall. We call him Peace River Jim.
Was that?
The guy who owned the steamers. A guy named Jim Cornwall? Colonel Jim, great big man.
Yeah.
He owned two or three steamers, and he's the one who took these two steamers through. When you guys were trapping out here, was this little railway still here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scrap iron and four reporters.
Is that how you remember it?
There is, that's the one. Scrap iron and four befores.
That's right. What were these buildings for?
Oh, a storage room.
For the Hudson Bay?
Yeah. I don't remember the devil.
This is on the island.
There's a cabin there. It's all lit there. I guess this is a cabin.
Yeah.
No, I guess not.
There's a little cabin here, and there's a building here, and there's another building here. Yeah, this is an old photo taken by a guy named Mathers. Mm-hmm. He went down river from Athabasca all the way to the Arctic Ocean.
Athabasca
Tell me, did a lot of people camp on this island? Hmm. Did lots of people camp on this island?
Oh, and they're afraid to do that, yeah.
Do you remember anyone ever getting killed on this island? Or killed in these rapids? Did anybody drown in these rapids that you know of?
No, she drowned in water rapids.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bad one.
Trapping was poor that year. Rabbits, you couldn't do nothing. Me and a fellow named Frank Rice, we decided to get down the river 20-some miles, look at the country road for next winter. We found a pack trail going to the baseline inside of McMurray. Mm-hmm. We followed that back to Thitwood Hills, out of 10 to 12 tenths, 5-foot walls. We camped there a couple of months. And I didn't want to become a Rice, so I lost him. I went back the next year, trapped in the Mackay River.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did you, you must have gone through all the rapids in the river, did you? You must have gone through all these rapids in the river.
Yeah.
The Boiler Rapids, the Long Rapids, and so on.
I traded a fellow motorboat and a kicker for a scow, took it down the river, 22. Mm-hmm. Go camp the scow, you know, remember that.
Yeah, yeah. But those are tough rapids, aren't they? Yeah. I'd like to make that trip some year. But I don't have the experience to go through those rapids yet.
Well, I done good trapping the next year. Got one wolverine, that's a known here.
Mm-hmm.
A coyote, there's no one, a shot of wolves, one each. Got 12 marten, 24 fox, 28 link, 63 mink. At that time, fur was cheap as it is now.
Yeah. Was this up on the Mackay River? Yeah. Where was this, at the Mackay River? Or at the Thitwood Hills?
25 miles below McMurray, or across Thitwood Hills and Mackay River.
Oh yeah, that's right, the Mackay River starts out there.
It's right before Mackay.
Yeah.
I built two cabins along the line to get in there. Days are damn short there.
That's for sure. In which time? Did you use dogs in the winter time for trapping? Did you use a dog team?
Number one traps and some big traps.
No. Did you use dogs for?
No.
No dogs. No. Just by yourself.
Two fellas trapped my house for that, but I got double for they did. While I was making fixing harness, hunting moose for those, I was trapping.
Yeah.
Took me 6 days to make a round trip, and laid over a day, stretched the fur.
Tell me, who did you trade with? Who did you trade with? The Hudson Bay or the Revillian brothers?
I traded in Edmund.
Oh, you took your first straight
trip. I had fur bars in there, put them up to see a bid.
Okay. Who did you deal with there? What were some of the fur traders in Edmonton? Who were some of the fur traders in Edmonton that you dealt with? Do you remember their names? Was Secord around the place yet?
There's three or four fur buyers in it. Hudson Bay and fellow from St. Paul, he's a man in there, two Jews. Mm-hmm. And he's with you for a better time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you do the next winter? Did you go back? Did you go back into the Thickwood Hills?
Yeah.
The next winter?
Yeah.
That would be 1926.
Dug out camp in Thickwood Hills, 1 mile in the Kai River below the Dunkirk Museum. Mm-hmm. Dug out, build up 3-4 feet, and take the dirt inside.
Tell me, how did you ever survive the winters?
Hmm?
Weren't the winters very bad? Weren't the winters very bad?
Winters?
The winters. The cold. Didn't the cold ever get to you?
Yeah. Not that time, I understand the cold.
Yeah, I guess when we're young, yeah, we can take it. When we get older, it hurts.
Yeah. For 3 months, I'll never see a track except my own there. I'm so darn busy and have time to get lonely.
Right. What about wolves? Were wolves ever a problem there?
Yeah, there was $10 bounty on them at that time.
Were there lots of them?
Yeah, down there. But mighty few coyotes, I only see one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about the caribou? Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of caribou in that area?
No, down there.
They didn't come that far south?
No. I never seen a car. Mm-hmm.
I guess the steamboats are still in the river when you were trapping there.
Yeah. Well, when the Leicester Slave River was high, they'd go up to Dewsbury.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Get up the old river.
Did you ever have a ride? You rode in these steamboats, didn't you? You rode in these steamboats. You were a passenger in these steamboats, weren't you?
No.
You never had ever took a ride on a steamboat?
No.
It's too bad.
That time we just went to Mirror Landing and House River.
Uh-huh.
It were House River. It'd take freight down in the fall. In the wintertime, it seems to be down the halls of Murray.
Okay, now let's talk about two little places. What buildings were there at Mirror Landing? At Mirror Landing, how many buildings were there?
Just a warehouse here.
Just a warehouse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And no stores?
Mm.
Were there any stores?
Mm.
No stores.
They take the freight up the hall from there to up the Slave River and the east side of the lake around.
Yeah. What about Pelican Portage?
What rapids?
At the Pelican Portage? Pelican Rapids?
Pelican?
Yeah. How many buildings were there? I guess there used to be a little town there.
Oh, the side of Pelican is a settlement.
Yeah.
The mouth of the Pelican River.
Yeah. How many buildings were there?
Oh, damn few. A few bridges are there.
Mm-hmm. Was there a trading post?
Yeah.
Who ran that trading post?
Something named Ed Gambler, and he sold out to... What's his name? He's dead now. Newman.
Yeah. Dick Newman. Right. Did you know old Ernest Firehausen?
Yeah.
You knew him?
Yeah. I found him dead in his shack.
Yeah.
I guess he's the only one on the river tonight.
Well, he passed away 4 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
I guess there are, there's about two or three trappers still there that are still trapping down river.
Well, these fellas around here, they go down and trap in the winter. One of them river bunch was down there.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anybody lives in the river now.
No, there are two.
Yeah.
There are still two people living down there. I forgot their names. I met one fellow, and I never met the other fellow. But I know that there's still a couple of guys still living there all year round.
Yeah.
So, you trapped and you farmed. You farmed in the summertime.
Well, 14 I found in that quarter of the Beef River.
Yeah. Okay, but in the 1920s and 1930s, you
I quit there in 1957.
Well, you trapped just in the wintertime.
Well, I used to trap around in the winter.
What did you do in the summertime?
Oh, live in a homestead. Clear land.
You got married. Were you married?
Yeah.
Did you get married? Yeah. Bachelor?
I found any foolish enough to marry me.
Yeah, bachelor all your life. Mm-hmm. What about your homestead? Did you sell that out?
Yeah, I sold that morning river, Roy Bratton. He went in, he followed up the mountain river, of course, to get into Wandering River. I says, he big team, four draft horses, all kind of machinery. I says, instead of you clearing land, I say, this quarter is $10 an acre. You can work around, break land for farmers, make more money than clear land. He took it. He died in 33. I had to take a place back. Two bum crops, he didn't make nothing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and I sold to St. Jean, $10 an acre. He's dead now. He gave a place to his son, I don't know who says now, somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, do you know who was settled? There was a settler by the Calling River, where the telegraph station was?
Yeah, on the side of the river.
Yeah. Who was that settler?
Well, a fellow named Bieber and Smith, two of them in there.
Two brothers, or
no.
Two Smiths?
No.
What are their names again? One was Smith?
Bieber and Smith. Herman Bieber.
Bieber?
Keith Smith.
Were they the only farmers there?
Well, Beaver's dead now. Smith lives in Wandering River.
Is that right? Because there's a small graveyard up there by the Calling, right where the Calling River comes into the...
Yeah, yeah.
Right on top of that hill is a little graveyard. I've always wondered who was buried there.
Indians, I guess.
Well, was there a bunch of natives settled in that area also?
Well, Peachy Pruden used to have a trading post.
Is that right? At the Calling River?
Calling River, yeah. Right to mouth.
Right to mouth, Calling River. Okay. Excuse me, I'll get more paper. Where was that trading post? Okay, there's the Calling River coming into the Athabasca.
This side here.
Right about here.
Downriver.
Hey? Now, Pruden.
Pruden.
Yeah. Peter Pruden?
I don't know, he's called Peachy.
Peachy, okay. Was he a half-breed?
Yeah.
He was a half-breed, wasn't he? Pruden.
I think so, yeah.
I think that Pruden family came from the Lac La Biche area.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of Prudens still there at Lac La Biche. So his trading post is right where the forestry have their cabin right now. The forestry have their cabin right about here.
Yeah, he had a cabin, a building there.
Mm-hmm. You must have known the telegraph operators up at, there's one up here at Calling River.
Yeah, and 12, there's... Parkin' House, we built a telegraph line.
Mm-hmm. So there's a telegraph station here. And there's another one. Where was the next telegraph? That's Pelican?
House River.
Mm-hmm. And was there one more before Murray?
No, we just see him on.
So
he worked both ways.
Yeah.
So it was Calling River, he worked a deep creek and the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So Pelican, he worked this way and towards House River.
Tell me, somebody once told me that there was a settler on the House River also. Somebody tried to homestead right by the House River. Do you remember anything about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Bill Lee was there, lineman, and a fellow with him. I forget his name now. He tried to homestead there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say this is the House River coming in from the east. Were there buildings right about here?
Down Riverside, yeah.
Down Riverside, right about here. Right, there's a bit of a sandy ridge.
8 mile Grand Rapids here.
Yeah. Okay. What is this guy's name? Bill Lee?
Bill Lee, yeah. He was a lineman.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the other fellow's name now. Anyway. I can't think of his name. I don't know whether they proved up in the land or not.
Because I've been told that there have been they still can find parts of the old rakes and the old mowing machines still up there. Uh-huh. Anything else? Were there any other settlers? Okay, you say there was two settlers here by the Calling River. Somebody at the House River. Once you got past the Grand Rapids, were there any more settlers there?
No, Grand Rapids on.
It's too tough.
Rocks, get down and up as rocks from the rest of the river, big canyon there.
Yeah. Tell me, were there a lot of moose in that country?
At that time, there was.
No trouble getting a moose, eh? Just for interest's sake, what kind of a rifle did you use?
.32 Spatial. I traded that off, got a box magazine. 30 government rim shell.
30 caliber. Is that all you, did you ever get anything new, like a 306 or a 303?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that the only...
Yeah.
That's the only rifle you used, was a 30 caliber?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's not a big gun, is it? Compared to modern guns, that's not a big rifle.
Oh, yeah, the 30 government, you're about that long.
Oh, is that right?
30 bore. I forget what power they have hit now. Yeah, they're way bigger than 30-30.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know too much about guns.
Uh-huh. I bought that 13, used it till 58. I got a sheared backside, one front, and you turn. Sold, $10 less than a paper.
Uh-huh. Okay. I've heard two stories about this railway on the island.
Well, here's where I'm in the warehouse, here's where the loads are down here.
Yeah. But this railway,
yeah.
Somebody said it's still there. Like it was still left. But I read in another book that they had a crew come in and take it apart.
Yeah.
To save the iron. So I don't know what is right anymore. Do you know anything about it? Do you know if anybody took the railway apart, or was it just left?
Mm-hmm. That's where you put the stuff in the warehouse and use for the load.
You would have a hard time recognizing the island now.
You think so?
Because it's thick bush. Very, very thick bush.
I suppose, yeah.
And mosquitoes and black flies. Boy, are they ever thick. Tell me, did you do any freighting on the river?
Oh, I used to freight in the Beach River. But it was killing your town. Mm-hmm.
Going back to your early history.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of your family come up to this country?
Nephew up here once.
Did he settle down or did he just come
up? Niece come up later. One of the nieces.
Your nephew and your niece. Mm-hmm. Did they settle down in this area or did they just come for a visit?
Bill Evans, she died young. It's Jake's son.
Uh-huh. What did he do? What occupation did he have?
He did that store in the corner.
Okay. Where, which corner? Which corner?
Over from the Tomboy, next corner over.
I see. That hardware store.
Yeah.
That's right there. What was it, a hardware store also, or a...
No, it was a grocery store, mixed store.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You must have known Mr. Parker then also. Did you know Mr. Parker? Did you deal with Mr. Parker?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. He's a shard. He's a store down next to Muscade Creek.
Yeah. Yeah. Last summer, we had a couple of visitors called Bergeron. Did Mr. Bergeron?
Yeah.
He had
a farm out here.
Yeah. And he had a little lumber mill, didn't he, or a carpentry shop?
I don't know. He moved to town here.
Yeah.
But the old man of the farm out east somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who else was there? Who were some of the more important people? Mm-hmm. Who were some of the more important people in town that you remember?
How did they?
Who were some of the more important people?
At the time, I don't know.
Okay.
Frank Carter had been here 10.
Yeah. Okay. Was there a Mr. Shaw?
Shaw?
Was there a Shaw?
Hmm?
Did you remember a Mr. Shaw? Shaw.
Shaw, yeah. Yeah. When he built a store, the store down.
Which store?
One store down next to where the bank is now.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to Verge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Let's see, who else was there? See, I'm a stranger in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't born in this area. So the only thing I know about these old people, these old-timers, is what I read in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know these people. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what was life like in those days?
Oh, mm-hmm. Everything's a lot cheaper than it is now, isn't it?
Things are cheaper now?
Oh, no. 4 or 5 times higher.
Oh, son of a gun. I guess I'm the one who really feels it now. But to me, right now, life is so rushed.
Mm.
Everybody's in a hurry nowadays. Was it like that?
Mm.
Was it like that in the 1920s and 1930s also, or not? Was there a lot of pressure?
Yeah. We used to be able to get 16 ounce of beer glass for a nickel, a bottle of nickel.
Yeah, but how hard did you have to work to get that nickel?
Well, I could be she. We got 3.50 a day, work 6 days a week, 10 hours. You do more than 10 hours, you can eat. Well, get 6 bits of porridge. Go to Vancouver, bottle of beer, 5 cents. That would be 70 bottles for a day's work. What's it cost you now?
I think nowadays you could get more beer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think beer is $6 a case now.
Mm-hmm.
That's 50 cents a bottle.
$6.50 now.
$6.50. Mm-hmm. I haven't bought any for a long time.
Yeah, it was so, 6 1/4, they raised it 2 bits. Yeah. It would be a little better than 54 cents a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not very hard to make 54 cents nowadays. Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Nowadays, if a kid sees a penny on the sidewalk,
mm-hmm.
he'll step over it.
Yeah.
Because a penny nowadays doesn't mean anything to the kid. Yeah, not like in those days.
Oh,
a penny would buy you 1/5 of a bottle of beer.
Right. Precious would pay $1.25 or $1.20 for the empties. You only pay $1. These guys make 20 cents extra here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fellas doesn't want to pay $1.20.
He must be a sharp businessman. Something else about these old buildings in town.
Mm-hmm.
How many hotels were there in Athabasca?
How many what?
How many hotels?
Here?
Yeah.
Just the 2.
Okay. Some people have told me that there were 3 hotels.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Mm-hmm. You say there was only 2.
They got 4 licenses here, 2 hotels and a restaurant and a legion.
Okay. I'm thinking of back in the 1920s. Were there only 2 hotels then also? Or was there 3 hotels?
Just one that time. Used to one where Bristol's got
the fourth grudge.
Yeah, they tore it down.
They tore that one down.
Well, it sounds kind of dry here. They couldn't make it on. They're going to tear the other hotel down. They took up a collection here to save it.
But as far as you know, there were not three hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's something I've learned.
Like Gagno, he built one for Bichelet's. About the same story, three-story brick building, tore down.
That was Gagnon's Hill?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there a rooming house? I've seen pictures of a rooming house. Was it somewhere by Tomboy? Was there a big rooming house at one time? Do you remember?
I don't think so.
Maybe not a rooming house. Was there a big dance hall? In the 1920s,
1930s? Yeah, rooming house, 3 streets down, in the hill there.
Mm-hmm.
What the devil they call it now? Crystal Lodge, you call it.
Yeah. Okay. What about the banks? How many banks do you remember in this town?
Just one here at a time.
Just they called it the Bank of... They called it Imperial Bank of Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the one that they tore down.
Mm.
And which one came in next?
Mm.
Which bank came in next? Do you remember? Nova Scotia?
Mm-hmm. I got a hard boy telling Imperial Bank. I got a lot of petition to put Nova Scotia Bank in.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing came in. Yeah, we need another general store here, bad.
Yeah, this...
Well, just the two of them here.
Well,
These others, they don't sell much. They stay open 8 hours.
Well, I guess Athabasca is really going to grow now that this big university is going to be coming here.
Mm-hmm.
They think population of the town will double from 2,000 to 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be a... We'll be a big town pretty soon. It's getting too big for me.
Well, the carpenter's going to put them up where the auction mark there, but they ain't doing nothing yet.
I guess they're worried about the highway. Mm-hmm. They might be making a highway bypass.
Well, you can get up there two highways, one in the hill and the other.
Yeah, I guess they want to find out which way the highway's going to go before they put their stupid store in there. You must have seen a lot of changes in this town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One time it was just a small little town at one time. Just nothing. And then now it's getting bigger and bigger, nicer and nicer.
Yeah, I wonder what the population is.
Right now it's almost 1,900.
2,200?
No, 19.
19?
Yeah.
The village got the last several years here.
Yeah. It's too bad, but a lot of them got torn down also.
A lot of people like me, they're getting old. There's three of us single, me and Miss Rogers and Miss Carter. Just one in each room.
Tell me, what made you decide to stay in Athabasca?
Hmm?
What made you decide to stay in Athabasca?
Oh, I don't know. I could tighten up that homestead. I had to stay with it.
Yeah, that's a good reason. And I guess this was the big boom country, wasn't it?
Hmm?
This was sort of the boom country.
Oh, yeah, one time. And she stuck your way out here.
Yeah. Do you buy any land on speculation?
No, I didn't.
Good thing. I'll show you why you made a good deal. Can you see all these envelopes?
Oh, man.
All those are tax notices.
Sure.
Yeah. After 1913, the people didn't want to pay taxes on their land because the boom broke, and they just said to hell it. So they send their tax notices back. They didn't even open the envelope. None of these envelopes is open. They're still sealed the way they were sealed in 1914. They just
all returned.
All returned, and there's over 200 envelopes. And that's just town lots. Just the lots in the town.
You couldn't find the one that returned it.
Yeah, they couldn't find the guy, or the guy just refused to pick up the mail. Just said, "Send it back." Big postage rates.
If you return on here, you think you get it?
No. Yeah, it's unclaimed mail. See that letter there? Unclaimed.
King George.
Yeah, 2 cent stamp.
Might be some money in some of them.
No, I opened.
Oh, you opened.
I opened two or three, and all they are tax notices.
Right.
Let's open one right now. It's strange to open a letter that was sent in 1914, opened in 1981. Tax notice for 1914. $3.18. And the guy didn't want to pay his $3.18 tax, so he gave it up.
Just for $3 in a homestead. Mm-hmm.
This is the lot number 24 in block 13. I don't know where that is. Yeah. Things must have been really tough if they couldn't have paid $3.18 for their taxes.
You pulled out somewhere, haven't you?
Yeah, just pulled out and left the country. Tell me, did you ever get to the Peace River country? Did you ever get to the Peace River country? Did you ever get to Peace River?
Yeah. I've been to Peace River times.
But the thing was, you came to Canada, or you came to Alberta to go to the Peace River country. Did you ever go and visit the Peace River?
Yeah.
That's a nice country, isn't it?
Yeah, before it was made a trip around over the BC coast, around the Peace River, said they were made. And I went to Yellowknife, which is the Peace River.
How did you go to Yellowknife? By road?
Bus.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever go to Fort Chip?
No, I've never been down that far. McMurray Shores has been down there. Oh, he's in Northwest States and Western Canada, but overprinted all of them. In White Horse, up Alaska, back here.
Yeah, that country is really a nice country, isn't it?
Not a wasteland, though.
Oh, I am. Yeah, I've made a trip by plane. We flew from Athabasca to Inuvik, along the Mackenzie Valley, over these little trading posts like Fort Simpson, mm-hmm. Wrigley, and Fort Good Hope, mm-hmm. Fort Norman. Boy, there's a lot of bush in that country.
I guess so.
You say you traded, or not you traded, you trapped on the Loon Creek. Mm-hmm. Did you trap all the time there, or did you have other trapping areas?
Oh, in the wintertime I trapped much around close.
Okay. Did you ever trap around Rock Island Lake?
No.
Did you ever go into that country? Did you ever travel in that country?
I was out there, just get a mill there a while.
Okay, who was that guy who had the mill? What was the fellow's name who had the mill at Rock Island Lake?
Zelinsky had the mill at Rock Island Lake.
Zelinsky? Yeah. Was that Ann Zelinsky's, no. Was that Mr. Zelinsky's father?
No, her husband, this woman here. She teaches school.
Yeah? You say that's her husband that had the mill there?
Yeah. Oh. That's where he started in lumber. He didn't make much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's got a mill now. Five mile out of that town on the river, what you call it? I can't think of it.
Well, is it Wandering River? Somewhere in that Wandering River?
No.
Not Pelican. Not the House
Up
River.
Approach Swan Hills.
Assiniboia? Fort Assiniboia?
Yeah.
Fort Assiniboia, that's right.
Yeah, you locate there now.
Mm-hmm. But at Rock Island Lake, I heard there was a...
That's over here.
Yeah. But I heard that there was a guy who had a flour mill.
Mm-hmm.
He had a homestead there, and he had a flour mill there, and he used to grind his own wheat. Did you know that fellow?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was his name Tansky or Tanisuk?
She's got many mills out here.
Yeah. Tell me.
Well, I put a store in down there in the early 40s. One time, this side of this 30 mile island, inland, up to a beef calling river, 9 mills there. I was feeding the whole damn works. I lost some money too. Not never paid up.
Yeah, that's right. Timber must have been really nice in those days.
Oh, there's a lot of timber in the river.
Because
it's all gone now.
No, I've seen some that they didn't timber by the Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
It's between the House River and the Grand Rapids. I've seen some nice big spruce trees, really nice timber.
Well, there's a mill this side of Pelican.
Yeah.
They got a road in there, some road in.
Uh-huh. But I guess they missed this little patch right by the Grand Rapids. It's really tough country in there, so they couldn't get any roads in there.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, it's beautiful country in there. Were there a lot of bears when you were trapping?
Yeah. Yeah, first time I went down river, below House River, sand hill there. I caught a six walking around these berries, blueberries.
Yeah, because somebody was trying to tell me that there weren't very many bears, mm-hmm. that they just came in recently.
Mm-hmm.
But you say there were lots of bears in those days also.
Mm-hmm.
There's one animal that we haven't talked about. Did you ever trap any fox?
Yeah, I've got 25 in McIver, thick wood heels. I guess that country's all burnt now, see.
Yeah. Okay. At one time in the 1930s, I think, didn't they try and trap foxes live
mm-hmm.
so that they could raise them?
Oh, yeah. At one time, they paid an awful price for silver.
That's right.
Yeah.
How high of a price?
I was used $500,000.
Boy.
Alive.
But they had to be trapped live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're for breeding.
Mm-hmm. Were there any fox farms around here?
There's one called River Wild.
Is that right?
crossing the mouth of the river. But he didn't last long.
I guess not.
Davy Jones and one of the days was buying furs. Thought about the young fox in here, all black, you know. They paid him $500 for it. Pretty quick, start fading. He takes a lamp black and black me up there. He got $500.
I guess there were a few scoundrels in those days also. Tell me, did you know any of the pilots in the 1930s? Did you know any of the airplane pilots? Wap May and so on?
Well, Philip Atkinson, he's buried right alongside the ground. He died going through his channel.
Is that right?
Philip Atkinson. Half-breed.
What year would that be?
Well, he used to take his cows down, hike back overland, take another one down. Mm-hmm. He made good money, but he's an awful gambler. He all lose all in gambling.
Where would he be buried? On the west side?
On the main side, crossing the channel, right in point.
Yeah, on the west side, or on the east side?
East side.
On the east side, in that point. Yeah, it's good. Well, I guess there wouldn't be anything left there now. Just.
Oh, yeah, you see his grave, I see it. On the McMurray 22. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of people have drowned in those rapids. I read stories that...
One year or two ago, German.
Yeah, that was about...
He's keeping count of the rapids. I thought nothing for the grand. They went through the main channel. The damn canoe filled with water, upset. One's on the shore, the other drowned it. They picked his body up below McMurray.
Yeah, but I've read old books. I collect old books for a hobby. I've read old books for travelers that used to go down the river. They said they've seen, 10, 15 graves along the river where people have drowned in these rapids.
There's three drowned in the water rapids. I never heard of anybody drowning in the Grand. Except that German, he drowned. Mm-hmm.
No, this would be in the, about 1898, 1900, before your time. It's sort of a strange thing, isn't it? In those days, people used to use the river quite a bit. They used to travel up and down the river.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, very few people go in the river.
Uh-huh.
Most people in Athabasca have never been 10 miles down the river.
Yeah, just hell get down McMurray that time, 13, 14 days.
Okay.
Hudson Bay bring the fur out. Bridge. Forget how many bridges tow line now strung out from it.
Yeah. About 20. About 20 people at the end of that tow line.
Yeah.
How long would it take to go from Athabasca to McMurray with a scow? You say 14 days?
Where?
From Athabasca to McMurray. How long would it take? How many days?
Roughly.
So, if you went from Athabasca to Fort McMurray with a scow, how many days would it take?
Well, depending on how fast you paddled.
Those big scows didn't go very fast.
When the river's high, it won't take a few days.
Would you say about 5 days?
About that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, it takes no time at all to get to the Grand.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get to the Grand, you have to unload and portage.
Yeah.
Then these other rapids, the big cascade, you had to portage.
Mm-hmm.
What about the others? Did you ever have to portage any of the other rapids?
Well, there's your Grand, the Brule, that's your Buffalo Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Boiler, mm-hmm. Long.
Middle. Long Rapids, the
Crooked,
middle. Yeah.
Two Cascades.
Yeah. The Middle Rapids. Wasn't there rapids called the Middle Rapids? Long Rapids, the Middle Rapids?
Yeah, I think it was the Middle Rapids.
And I think the last one was called the Mountain Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
The Mountain Rapids, just by McMurray.
Crooked Rapids, that's a bad drive around. But then burn taking in the walls,
Yeah. This is what it looked like, doesn't it? I think the river comes like that, doesn't it?
Well, the up current goes in the shore.
Yeah, it just hits this and it sort of bounces back.
Yeah,
that's a tough one because there's rapids here, here, and I think here. The boiler rapids. I guess the Hudson Bay Company lost the boiler in those rapids.
They got it out afterwards.
Yeah, they must have got it in
the
water.
There used to be a rock in the middle, hit that rock.
Broke the skull.
In 1314, fellow named Charlie Hilker, he takes some men down, pull the rocks out of the channel, and the boiler rapids.
That was a government project, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The government decided to spend some money blowing in a channel through. They blew the rocks out one summer. Next summer the rocks were back there.
Yeah.
I guess the ice moved them back. I guess the government knew how to waste money in those days too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Were there quite a few trappers along that river?
Well, this end there was, below it was a damn few. Mm-hmm. Two Buffalo River and I trapped it. Thickwood Hills and Pelican, Mackay. The age of the dog team, all those fixing harness, cooking dog feed, hunting moose. And I was trapping.
Trapping is a tough life, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought that trail they packed into the baseline on the cutter. Baseline crosses this side of McMurray, I think.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, did you ever have any close shaves, close calls when you're trapping? Never had a close call?
Not once. I got a Lincoln trap. Tree there, and he's round behind. I just seen him peek around one eye. I'm going to pick his eye. I guess it touched the tree just enough to decide his head stunned. I took a moose, he raised up and looked at me, I ran to the neck. We had quite a fight there.
Did he claw you up?
Huh?
Did he claw you? Did he hurt you?
His feet down, I was on top of him.
Oh.
Had him in the neck, trying to choke him.
you finally choked him, hey?
Yeah.
But wolves never bothered you, bears never bothered you?
No. Oh, me and a fellow's trapping rats one spring. We come to a bitch bear with two cubs. She snapped her teeth coming at us. We get out of there.
I imagine you went out there pretty fast. Yeah, you must have been a pretty careful trapper. You must never have taken too many chances.
Oh.